About a dozen state legislators from Anchorage's 24-member House and Senate delegation came to the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center to hear the mayor summarize Anchorage's initial project and legislation list. Among other things, it contains over 50 road and drainage projects totaling slightly more than $120 million. Almost every Anchorage House district has at least one project, and the couple which do not likely fall within the half-dozen or so area-wide proposals. General capital projects total roughly $100 million. Topping the list is $20 million for the Port of Anchorage's expansion project. In a post-meeting interview, Mayor Sullivan says the estimated $1 billion port overhaul is falling behind schedule and the state money is crucial.
We've seen delays in the project, so talking with the folks that use the port every day, our major shippers, they're starting to express concern about the pace of the project, and they'd like to see it finished. They want permanent berthing. They want to be able to, you know, start operating the way they're supposed to be operating, and there's issues of siltation and construction that are, just dragging on a little bit, and we want to get it done.
The mayor said the original Port of Anchorage renovation completion date of 2017 is now 2021. Sullivan thought a statewide bond might augment the legislative appropriations.
There's talk of a port bond that would encompass projects from around the state. If we were able to do that, we would be able to get, in addition to the $20 million request for the next building season, hopefully a real kick in the arm, maybe significantly more money, and get this project back on pace.
So far, federal, state, and port contributions have totaled about $285 million toward the project. The city's priority capital list also included $500,000 for a related study to find a solution to the growing Port McKenzie Shoal problem. The Army Corps of Engineers would provide $1 million and oversee the study, with the Matsu Borough covering the remaining $500,000 cost. Third on Anchorage's capital priority list is Project 80's renewal, with a nearly $10 million request. It's actually a collection of projects involving facilities built 30 years ago with state funding. They include the Lusac Library, Sullivan Arena, the Anchorage Museum, the Performing Arts Center, and the Ben Bokey and Dempsey Anderson Ice Arenas.
Frankly, we've done a pretty good job of repairing and keeping these facilities generally maintained, but there is a shelf life on things like roofs and computer systems, HVAC systems. Some of the locker rooms and other facilities are now considered way substandard by the national measures.
There's also $6 million in operating budget proposals and some two dozen requests for new or amended legislation. The latter include eliminating unfunded mandates, backing natural gas development in Cook Inlet, new anti-drug legislation, involuntary commitment regulations, various fees, expanded film credits, Little Davis-Bacon changes, and online public meeting notices. Before moving to the Senate, Kevin Meyer of South Anchorage was in the House, where he served 4 years as co-chair of the Finance Committee. Meyer appraised the possible fate of the mayor's unveiled wish list.
I think a lot of the items that the mayor is requesting here is legitimate, and many of them will get funded. In the past, this book would be about twice this size, so I think they've really have honed in on the things that are critical and most important. That's good for us, because then we can narrow in on just a few instead of a shotgun approach.
The 2011 state legislative program list next goes to the Anchorage Assembly, which can alter it before approval. After that, the items will undergo legislative winnowing, with the survivors eventually arriving at the governor's desk for approval or veto. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.